We got a pontoon boat with a Yamaha. People dress like they're in Panama. Small town spring break every weekend around this place. And there's a bunch of boys trying to catch the...
Hey, this is Eddie Green with Tier Level. We're here at Check One Studios, and we're going to come and talk to you today about one of the many services that we provide our clients that's called Restoration Hire. So we have a guest today that's with us, and she heads up the whole recruiting process in the Restoration Hire program. And her name is Angela. You guys have probably seen her on the website, so introduce yourself.
Hey guys, it's Angela.
There you go. That's it. That's the whole podcast. We hope you guys enjoyed it. Thanks for tuning in. Now, so anyway, Angela comes from a recruiting background, and why did you create, or why did you see the need for Restoration Hire to begin with?
Well, my background is in human resources and recruitment. So I've worked for recruiting agencies, and I've experienced a lot of the struggles with hiring. And when I started working with Sean, that was one of the biggest struggles that a lot of our owners were facing, were being able to post jobs online, keep up with the job postings, and constantly get new applicants in. A lot of them were struggling with just some of the basic skills of actually doing the hiring. So, you know, with the need and the jobs and unemployment right now, it's very low. So, you know, one thing that we try to do is constantly give new applicants to the hiring managers so that they are constantly reaching out and fulfilling those positions, because of the high turnaround in the restoration industry. It's a revolving door, because, you know, it's hard to get a good person in there that's going to last long term. So we decided to create a site that would post the jobs and keep up with the jobs, keep refreshing them. And we have our eyes on them every single day. So as soon as we get an applicant, we can send that over. And another part of the site that we wanted to create was to have it be an educational site. So if a restoration professional was looking for a job, they can go to Restoration Hire and check out some of our blogs. We've got blogs written by Eddie, Sean, myself, for job seekers, just kind of giving them tips on resumes, on interviews, on follow-ups, things like that. And then there's also blogs in there for hiring managers. So best practices, how to hire a salesperson, things like that. So it's not only a job board, it's also an educational site for people that are looking for more information on hiring and finding jobs in the restoration industry.
I think that's fantastic information. You know, what it was going to be one of my next questions, and of course you kind of expanded on that a little bit, is what differentiates Restoration Hire from any of the other hiring websites. One is, I would guess, is because it's specialized typically or traditionally just for the restoration industry, but two, the educational aspect of it, which I think that so many people are failing to realize that is truly the way to be able to get people to engage, is by educating your consumer. So what do you think is the biggest thing in the difference in the candidates that's coming and being provided to the restoration industry through Restoration Hire versus any of the other hiring sites that are out there?
So with Restoration Hire, it's a niche site. So we are looking for strictly people that want to work in the restoration industry. We are looking for those people that have experience. And so our applicants, that's what it shows. Whereas if we use a bigger job board, an Indeed, a Monster, a Career Builder, we're going to get inundated with applicants that are probably just trying to keep their unemployment check. So they're just hitting apply now, apply now, apply now, and they have no qualifications, no experience, their job history sucks. And the applicants that we're getting on Restoration Hire, they actually have industry experience. The percentage of experienced, qualified candidates that we are getting on Restoration Hire is far better than we've ever gotten from any of the other job sites.
Yeah, that's good information, because I think, you know, as restoration company owners, you know, you have to wear so many different hats, the screening process, getting through and wading through all the noise from the candidates that you're getting, like the ones that are just trying specifically just to be able to keep their unemployment check coming. You know, that I think that, again, could be a real big key differentiator, because you're not wasting their time. People are coming there actively looking for a very specific job. And let's face it, you know, the restoration industry is very niche based. Not everybody can do that job. So it is important for people that are looking. Now, also, too, is this something like, say, for example, you were a restoration professional in Florida and you wanted to relocate to Colorado. Does this restoration hire help in that sense?
Well, so the way the site is set up is we have it broken down into states. So if you're in Florida and you're looking to relocate, you can click on whichever state you're looking to move to and just see what jobs are available. There's also an area where you can send in just your information and say that, hey, I'm looking for a job in this area if you know anybody. And then that way we can connect you with any of our clients that we have in the area that might be looking for people.
That's amazing. So as opposed to just going in and uploading something to, you know, say, for example, Indeed, Monster, Career Builder, you're actually, as a candidate that you may be looking, one of the advantages is the fact that you are going to get interaction back from Restoration Hire that's going to be able to help you get into the right fit for your position as well. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. And another thing is, you know, we're getting some requests on there from businesses that are in the restoration industry that just are curious about posting on our site. And, you know, right now it's kind of focused more on just our clients, but we definitely are going to plan on opening that up. But it's a new site. We're still growing traffic, so we're advertising on it. We're constantly keeping up with the content, and we're growing it. And it's amazing to see how much we grow every month. We're checking out the analytics, and it's just there's a lot of traffic going to it. And we have really, really big hopes. In the next year, we're actually going to be rolling out a resume database. So we've been collecting all the resumes of people that have been applying, and we're putting them into a software that eventually will be available to our clients. So if they are looking for people, they can go into this database and just see, you know, maybe it's a franchise in Oklahoma, but they don't care if it's somebody not local. They'll look, you know, in this database and they can find the exact person that they're wanting, and they can call them and talk to them and find out if maybe they're willing to relocate. So, you know, there's a lot of opportunities there, and we're really excited about how big this can be.
Well, I think, and do you anticipate as this grows, I mean, is it kind of being used right now for the tier level clients as a beta test, additional resource that we're providing to them? But do you foresee it actually outgrowing that capacity going across all restoration platforms as something for them to be able to pull from that database, or what's your plans for the future?
Absolutely. Right now, yes, we are beta testing it. We came out with the idea, we implemented it, we weren't exactly sure what we thought would happen, but as it grows, we definitely see it being a bigger than just our clients. We're definitely going to make that an offering for everybody. Obviously, it'll probably be some sort of a subscription, but you know, that'll be announced as soon as we get those numbers and everything put in place. So we're really excited. It's definitely doing a lot better than we ever could have anticipated, and we're excited to see where it's going to go.
Yeah, I can tell you, you know, as a shameless plug, you know, as I was working up in Colorado Springs and utilized that service for one of the clients up there, and I know that the applicants that I was getting were much better qualified, higher level of placement ratio based on the interview process than anything that I had ever used before, you know. And I've been in the hiring, executive level management and hiring process for 25 plus years, and it is a fantastic platform. So you've done a really good job on the backside, you know, doing your research and then the delivery aspect of what it is. So, you know, we'll get ready to wind this down, but tell people A, how they can find it, and B, if they're curious, how they can contact you to get more information.
So our website for Restoration Hire is just restorationhire.com. And when you click on it, you can see the jobs that are open. You can see the blogs, everything on there. If you have any questions specifically for me, I manage the site. My name is Angela Goodwin, and my email address is angela@tierlevel.com.
Just one of the many services that right now we're providing just for tier level clients. But again, you know, it doesn't mean that that's the way that it's always going to be. And there's some exciting things coming down the road. I'd like to thank Angela for stopping by Check One Studios and telling us about this fantastic feature. Again, it's Restoration Hire. And if you're looking for either restoration professionals all the way down to production technicians, office admin, or executives and everything in between, please make sure that you shoot her an email. So thanks again for listening here at Check One Studios and Tier Level. It's Eddie Green and Angela, and we'll talk again soon. Those redneck margaritas are too